This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب.
In a previous video, we had spoken about الرميصاء, أم سليم, بنت ملحان, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her, the mother of Anas ibn Malik and Al-Bara ibn Malik. Now, she had a very strange story, and subhanallah, this woman is a great example for not just women, to be honest, for all men and women. Her belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, her acceptance. And the story that I wanted to mention to you today, which is a story which also is astonishing, really, in many ways, subhanallah. Umm Sulaym, as I mentioned to you before, married man Abu Talha, and her mahar was that he just become a Muslim. So look at that beginning of a blessing. Now she became pregnant, and they had a child, they had a son. But subhanAllah, Allah did not write for the son to live. He died, while he was still in the cot. So the news of his death, obviously his mother knew about his death, the father was not there. No doubt she was upset, but she knew that his father would be even more upset. So she said, nobody tell Abu Talha about the death. So she left him in his cot, in his cradle. Abu Talha came back. He said, how are things? Yes, fine. He asked about his son, his newborn. She said to him, he is the most peaceful that I have seen him. Or he is in the most peaceful state. So he understood that he is resting. Then she prepared for him a meal. They had a meal, alhamdulillah. She didn't show the signs of of upset and being and despair. So they carried on, subhanallah, the night as if everything was fine, and they had an intimate night. And then after that, so after they had the meal, after the intimate, she said to him, Abu Talha, let me just ask you a question. If a household had given another house, they had given him a loan, something to borrow, not a loan, a borrow, an item to borrow, and then they wanted that item back, shouldn't the second household give them their item back? He said, yes, of course. She said, well, I want you to anticipate the reward that comes from being patient in losing our son, because he is alone. He is a borrowed item that Allah has given us, and Allah has chosen to take him back. See the patience, subhanAllah, of this woman. It's really fascinating. Abu Talha, on the other hand, was astonished. What? Our son has died? And we've had dinner, we've had intimacy together, as if nothing's happened. He was really upset. And how could you do this to me? So he went and complained to who? To the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the center where people go and they mention their issues and their matters. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah has blessed you and what you have done in the darkness of your night. SubhanAllah. And they went and he left. And so the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and this shows you that Umm Sulaym was a woman who was really, patient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was acceptant. Yes, Allah had given us this child. He has chosen to take him away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We seek the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being patient. Anyway, Allah blessed them, first with the dua of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but also with their attitude and the attitude of Umm Sulaym. So she became pregnant again. And with this, and to cut a long story short, because I know this video is not going to be that long, that when she gave birth later on to this new born, she said to Anas, her elder son, take him to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because I'm not going to breastfeed him. Nothing is going to enter him until the Prophet sees him and blesses him. So she took him to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and so the Prophet placed him in his lap. The Prophet took an ajwa date, he chewed it, an act which was a practice at that time of the Prophet ﷺ continued that sunnah, and he took some of the sweetness of that from his mouth and he put it on the gums of this newborn. The baby, as he is taking this, he started to, you know, take the date. He can taste the sweetness. So the Prophet ﷺ laughed. He said, look at the Ansar. They love the dates. They're just born now and he is loving the dates. And then he named him Abdullah. And he made dua for him and then sent back to his mother. Now, such a great story. Showing how this woman was happy, was sacrificed. She wanted the Prophet ﷺ to bless him with this act, and indeed the Prophet ﷺ blessed him. He was blessed right from the beginning, at the time of conception. But look at this astonishing thing. One of the narrators of this hadith, he said that I saw this child, Abdullah ibn Abi Talha. He had 9 children. They all read the Quran, meaning they all memorized the Quran, learned the Quran. Not only this, he went on to have, from these 9, 4 of them, Ishaq, Ya'qub, Amr, and Abdullah, they were all big hadith scholars. Allahu Akbar. Look at the blessing that has come from the sacrifice, from being happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, with being blessed with Allah, and then look at the blessing of having the essence of the Prophet ﷺ to enter the body. And that's why this continues to be a sunnah when a child is born, to give them something like this, you know, this date, this sweetness. And subhanAllah, even today, some of the medicals, they say, you know, when the child is born, the child himself, the new baby, goes through such a lot of stress trying to come out. You know, it's not easy. I know it's stressful for the mother, definitely. But the child himself also goes through stress, and that's why their heart being greased. So they need that energy. And that date energy that's given to a child as they are born, there is blessing and there is barakah in that as well, inshallah ta'ala.